A quiz now. Think of an energy-efficient vehicle. What comes to mind? A Prius? A Civic Hybrid? Maybe the much-anticipated Chevy Volt? Whatever it was, I'm guessing you didn't think of a big rig. Well, believe it or not, there are a number of energy-efficient tractor trailers navigating the country's highways and byways. We happened to spot a Coca-Cola delivery truck with the words Hybrid Electric printed proudly beside the company logo. Aaron Turpin has compiled all sorts of information about alternative fuel and electric trucks on his website, greenbigtruck.com. He's a former trucker himself. And I asked him about the popularity of energy-efficient trucks.
Right now, they're really kind of a test bed. There aren't a lot of them on the road. Coca-Cola is running larger vehicles than, say, UPS or FedEx. And there are a handful of full-size tractor-trailer rigs that companies like Walmart are running. The Coca-Cola trucks specifically are made in Canada with an Eaton hybrid electric drive in them. They run basically just like your Toyota Prius does, only on a much bigger scale.
Does that mean that that they're quieter?
A little bit, just because the engine doesn't have to do as much work to move the vehicle. The electric engine is helping it, so it doesn't have to put as much effort into it. And usually when they stop, they don't need to idle, so they will be shut off while they're making a delivery or a pickup.
Now, Coca-Cola is expanding its fleet. It right now has about 327 of these hybrid delivery trucks. Is this sort of like a test run? If these work well, they might increase that number sometime soon?
I think so, because Coca-Cola has been running these trucks for over a year, and they've had pretty good results with them. They're saving about 30% fuel versus a just diesel truck of the same kind. They have a short enough haul between one point and the next that a hybrid makes sense. So they're doing pretty well with them.
Let me ask you about costs, because a lot of the truckers work independently, particularly for these smaller vehicles. Are these hybrids and electric vehicles affordable enough for them?
I think that they're getting to where they're affordable, but right now they are much more expensive than the all-diesel counterpart. But they also have options with compressed natural gas or liquefied petroleum, which are extremely clean vehicles and cost about the same as the diesel alternative. So they do have options, but for now, hybrids are really a corporate fleet because they do cost more money.
Aaron, you're a former trucker yourself. Have you actually test-driven one of these rigs?
I have not driven a hybrid, but I have driven an all-electric and a compressed natural gas.
And how do they run?
I'll tell you, the all-electric trucks are for the shorter haul, like, and for smaller vehicles like what FedEx and UPS uses. Those are probably the answer right now because they don't need a huge amount of range. And driving one is a completely different experience than driving any other kind of rig. In fact, it's the only truck I've ever been in where I could actually spin the tires. I could actually do a burnout in the parking lot because you have full power right from the start. There's no waiting for that power to kick in like in a car or a rig.
Save me from that parking lot. Is that advisable?
Well, it's not advisable, but it tells you what kind of power they have. And when you're driving as a driver sitting in the seat, one of the hardest things to do is to get a truck up to speed. And these trucks have the power to get moving right off. So you don't have to worry about stalling out. You don't have to worry about moving a lot of gears, a lot of that stuff. It just goes.
Aaron Turpin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Aaron Turpin is a former truck driver, and he's also the founder of the website greenbigtruck.com. He spoke to us from his home in Pine Bluff, Wyoming.
This is NPR.